Well, today our guest is Mr. Ken Parent. He's the director for biofuels for the Indiana Corn Marketing Council. Welcome to the show, Ken.
Well, thanks, Carl.
Ken, I know you're involved with a number of different organizations. Tell our listeners what does the Indiana Corn Marketing Council and the Indiana Corn Growers Association, what do you do?
The Indiana Corn Marketing Council delivers relevant research that farmers can put into practice. We grow value and return on investment through marketing and education, and we build demand and broaden markets for Indiana's corn farmers. And all these programs are funded with Indiana corn checkoff dollars. Mm-hmm. The Indiana Corn Growers Association represents Indiana corn farmers on industry issues. It advocates at the local, state, and federal levels, and it unites Indiana corn farmers through membership. No checkoff dollars are used to fund these activities.
I see. So I know we're particularly interested in working with you on ethanol. So how are the Indiana corn growers helping the ethanol market?
Well, we focus in several different areas. Number one, we educate consumers in regard to the environmental benefits of ethanol. We also educate fuel retailers regarding the value of adding higher ethanol blended fuels to their lineup. And we provide funding for ethanol infrastructure at the retail level and work with fuel retailers on ethanol education and promotion.
So how can a user of a vehicle, how can they tell if their cars actually can use ethanol?
Well, flex fuel vehicles are compatible with fuels containing up to 85% ethanol, also known as E85. Some FFVs will carry a flex fuel badge on the rear of the vehicle. Most will have a yellow gas cap. The use of E85 reduces greenhouse gas emissions significantly. The EPA has approved fuels containing up to 15% ethanol, also known as E15, and sometimes marketed as regular 88 or unleaded 15, for all vehicles manufactured since 2001. E15 features 88 octane compared to the 87 octane of regular gasoline and is frequently priced at 3 to 5 cents lower than regular gas. E85 is available at more than 200 locations in Indiana. There are a couple of phone apps that provide directions to E85 retail sites. E15 is available at more than 30 locations around the state, and we're seeing rapid expansion of E15 offerings at retailers such as Family Express, Thornton's, Circle A Food Marts, and Casey's.
Absolutely. We're speaking to Mr. Ken Parent, Director of Biofuels for the Indiana Corn Marketing Council. So I know that you're talking about just all the great things that ethanol provides, but can ethanol help reduce greenhouse gas emissions and other pollutants?
Well, studies have shown that ethanol reduces greenhouse gas emissions by 43% mm-hmm. when compared to petroleum-based fuels. In fact, a recent study from the USDA found that ethanol reduces greenhouse gases by as much as 50% when compared to petroleum. It also reduces toxic aromatic emissions such as toluene and benzene. Those are fuel components that are known carcinogens. And we reduce fine particle emissions that are harmful, particularly in people suffering from asthma and in children.
I know South Shore Clean Cities had partnered with the Indiana Corn Marketing Council to help expand ethanol pumps in our state. Can you talk a little bit about the Hoosier Homegrown Fuels Grant and what it's accomplished?
Sure. Hoosier Homegrown, it's tough to say.
It is tough
Hoosier
to say.
Hoosier Homegrown Fuels Program was initiated in 2015 mm-hmm. with a grant from the United States Department of Agriculture, and it featured investments from the Indiana Corn Marketing Council and fuel retailers such as Family Express, Lassus Brothers, and Thornton's. The program also received support from South Shore Clean Cities, Greater Indiana Clean Cities, and the Indiana State Department of Agriculture. The funds were used to provide funding for flex fuel dispensers for E15 and E85 at approximately 30 locations around Indiana. The last of those projects should be completed by the end of this year.
Wonderful. So how can people learn more about the Indiana Corn Marketing Council and your work with ethanol?
Well, in addition to the Indiana Corn website, which is indianacorn.org, there's also a number of industry websites that provide ethanol information. These include getbiofuels.com, The American Lung website, which is cleanairchoice.org, and one from the Renewable Fuels Association, which is ethanolrfa.org. All of these provide a lot of information about biofuels and ethanol in particular.
You know, I know you just recently held your event on May 17th. Could you tell our listeners how that went?
The Ethanol Forum, Indiana Ethanol Forum, is really designed to reach out to our key stakeholders, particularly those in government at the state level and also congressional level, to update them on issues of surrounding ethanol. There is always a lot going on, particularly in Washington, D.C., mm-hmm. And so, we try to keep them updated. Ethanol has seen tremendous growth here in the state. We have 14 ethanol plants producing about 1.25 billion gallons of ethanol each year, all going into motor fuels around the country.
I see. Doing some great work, Ken. Any closing thoughts as we come to the end of our program?
Well, we're looking at that next generation engine that's going to be even cleaner burning than the ones on the road now. The automakers are focused on reducing greenhouse gas emissions and meeting the CAFE standards that are currently in place. And to do that, they feel that they need to use a higher octane, lower carbon fuel. And an ethanol fuel containing about 25% ethanol would be ideal in helping them to achieve that objective.
Well, Ken Parent, always a pleasure to have you on the Green Fleet Radio. And thanks again for being on the show today. And that will do it for today's edition of Green Fleet Radio. I'm your host, Carl Lissick. Thanks for joining us. And remember, it's never too late to begin your environmental legacy.
Thanks, Carl.
Thank you, Ken.
Okay, we're clear.